bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You're here with your hosts, Casper and Cheryl Stockham, and we're glad to have you with us in the airways today.
Yes, we are.
I Am Love Builders is a show that is dedicated and devoted to all things dealing with relationships and communication. Whether you are married or single, you will enjoy the show. Good morning, honey.
Good morning. It's a good day.
It's a very good day.
Yeah, I think we're up to 30, maybe 40 today.
Yeah, I think it's going to get up to 45, I thought they
it's
said.
It's going to be blistering.
Yes. But then it's going to snow tomorrow, so.
Yeah, so.
And drop down to single digits.
Yeah,
so.
Back to the single digits, yeah.
So guess who is in the house today?
Who do we have in the house today?
Oh, my
Face
goodness.
Friend.
Face friend. Yeah, face friend. We have Prophet Ron Burnett in the house today. Good morning, Brother Ron.
I tell you, it has just been too long since we've had this much fun.
And we're just getting started.
And we just get. We need to bring Faith in here.
No. There's a limit here.
I'm just checking.
You don't want to cross the line.
I am so glad to be here among friend and family.
Amen.
Wow. It has just been too long.
Amen.
You're doing well?
I think I'm doing well.
All right.
Very good. Yeah. Now, how's that grandbaby of yours?
Ooh. Now, you know we have several.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, Janae.
Has the little girl.
Has Chloe. Mm-hmm.
Chloe, uh-huh.
And, of course, Jasmine has Jada and Ezra.
Oh, my.
And then on the other side,
mm-hmm.
with my wife, LaTanya,
mm-hmm.
there is Ryder Boots.
Mm.
Gosh, I tell you, it's a lot of them.
Oh, my goodness. How many grandchildren do you have now, Grandpa?
Well, I think we have about seven.
Seven?
Yeah, wow. Because we have, let's see, we have Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
We have Q, Cam, Manny, and we also have Ryder's sister. And would you all believe they're going to be highly upset with me if I do not recall her name?
I know. You got the whole show to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
During the break, you need to make a phone call.
So as you can see, it's about eight grandkids right now.
Okay, so that means, Ron, you're going to have to put all eight of their names in your phone under the task part so you can remember all of them.
Yeah.
Because you got quite a few grandchildren there.
Well, you know, my mom still calls me my brother's name, Tony. So it happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Very and good. So how's Miss Chloe doing?
Chloe's doing great. As a matter of fact, we're going to visit her next week.
And
no, the week
she?
After. She's, wow, see, it has been too long. Yeah. Janae relocated to Miami January of this year.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
And that's where her and Chloe lives. Mm. And of course, you know, that's where my family is from.
Right.
But we went to visit her earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
You won't believe she lives in the exact same community as I grew up in.
Wow. Oh, how about that?
Wow. Oh, no, it's not
that's
about.
Not good. that's Liberty City, isn't it?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
And Janae said to me, she said, Dad, I really appreciate all that you've done for us. Because now she has a visual, a physical attachment to where I grew up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And to come out of there,
mm-hmm.
just like many of us,
right?
Mm-hmm. She now appreciates all that we've done for her.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, Brother Ron, you have been busy here. I'm looking and I see before me a book. And it says, Breaking the Spirit of Rebellion, Your Choice to a Better You by Ron Burnett.
Yeah.
So, Ron, tell us about this book.
Well, before we tell us about the book, tell us how you got to write the book, because we got time to explore the book, but how did you come to that place?
Well, Casper and Cheryl, you all have been around me for a little while, and you all knew my story.
Right.
You knew that I went through a divorce. You knew that I lost my business. You knew that I also ruptured the S1 disc in my back. And all of this took place one after the other.
Right.
And at that time, I really felt like I was going through a Job kind of experience.
Right, right.
But God has a way of getting your attention.
Yes, he does.
Now, I'm out here making big money. And, you know, the business was going extremely well. And in 1 year, we had secured two contracts over $4.2 million with Oakwood Homes, insulating new
right,
builds.
Right.
And, of course, you know, God has a plan that may be contrary to
your plan.
Your plan. And all of a sudden, I found myself going through all of these specific different challenges. And I found myself, one, lost the business, of course, went through a divorce. And then the problem where I could not walk. Literally, I could not walk because of the rupture to the S1 disc.
Right.
Found myself on my hands and my knees. And the only place that I could do is continue to call upon the Lord. And through that experience, I had to take an assessment. And in the process of doing so, the birth of the book, Breaking the Spirit of Rebellion.
Amen.
And I had to be honest. That was that was me, Lord. Whoo, that was me. You know, hey, you all know me, right? And you think I'm a pretty good guy.
Well, you are right.
Well, every once in a while,
When your mother sends us a check.
but you know, it's those private times that you have to be honest with yourself.
Right.
And I had to take a hard look. And from that process, the birth of this book, and it took me 7 years to write it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some life lessons learned.
As
God's way.
God's way.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all come from those communities where your mom would say to us, you got a hard head that makes what?
A soft behind.
Yeah. So this book softened me. Yeah. Got me refocused. Yeah. And as a result of that, I've been very, very humbled by the experience because, you know, writing a book, just like starting a new venture as the two of you have done, you know, you have to carry that baby. You have to nurture it. And, you know, just like myself, and of course, I'm not here to promote the book. I am here to spend my time with my two good friends. But in the process, we'll talk about it. But I'm telling you, this has really been a labor of love. And I remember what Sister Priscilla said to me one day as I was in service at CCF. She said, she walked up to Chris Norwood and myself, and she said, God has a word for the two of you. She said, there are books on the inside of you, and you must get them out.
Amen.
Boy, she was, and she didn't know she was, that's all I needed. I needed a push. Right? And she was like a midwife. And she came and she said, push. Hallelujah. And there's still more books on the inside, but I gotta market this. I gotta sell something. You know, just like airtime. This does not come cheap.
So
Sister Priscilla was really the impetus to really help push that thing. And I can remember as I was writing, I would write a little, reflect, write a little, reflect. And in the book, there are, at the end of each chapter, reflections.
Okay, where
you could do some self-assessing.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, as I was developing this, and thank God for my wife, LaTanya, she said, what about having some questions at the end where you can ask people to take inventory of themselves? And
Wow.
Amen.
So here I am today among friends.
Amen. Yeah,
God bless you.
Very good.
Casper, you look pretty good, man. Got his goatee.
I got an awesome wife who takes care of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
you want to meet her?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, really? Who is she? No, but my husband's very easy to take care of, so it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
No, it's that working out he's doing every morning. Mm. He's very disciplined and diligent about his workout.
Yeah.
Gets up every morning and works out and exercise.
Well,
I, on the other hand, haven't gotten there yet.
When I turned 50 and couldn't see my feet anymore, I said, you know what? This ain't happening.
Mm-mm.
Because I used to being thin, and you know, I said, what is that? Where did it go?
Well, I have to be honest, Casper. Mm. Since I remarried, I've picked up 10 pounds.
But you look good, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she calls it settling.
Oh, okay.
So you're settled now.
You're settled. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to have Ron here in the studio with us. And we're going to talk some more about his book.
Yes,
isn't that right, honey?
We sure are. You're listening to Bible the Builders Radio Show.
No, honey. We're listening to I Am Love Builders Radio Show.
Where am I at?
I don't know where you are. I will close us out.
Okay.
Everyone, we'll be right back.
I hear the birds singing. Now my alarm's ringing.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday praise and worship service.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
And welcome back to I Am Love Builders Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We're so excited that you've tuned in with us today.
Yeah, I Am Love Builders.
Yes, on I Am Love Builders, honey. I'm going to have to get a big plaque or something and put it in front of you so you can see it.
I know where I'm at now.
You know where you are now? You got a little lost.
Yeah, I'm good.
But that's why I'm here.
Back.
I'm your helpmate. I'm here to bring you back.
All right.
That's my job.
Back into the light.
I'm very good at my job. And we are especially excited because we have our brother, Ron Burnett, in the studio with us today. And we are so excited for Ron. He's written his first book. And there's many more books to come, but this is the first one. And we're celebrating with you in that. And we are looking forward to to what else the Lord has placed inside of you. Amen. To birth and bring forth, that it's going to be a blessing. Amen. To all of the kingdom of God here in the earth. And so we are most grateful that you came to share this with us. And so we want to talk about, now we talked about how, what got you started into writing the book. So tell us now some things in the book, because our listeners, I'm sure there's something in here. It's talking about rebellion. So I'm sure there's some nuggets in here that we all need and will learn from, because God is probably dealing with us as a individually and as a whole, the body of Christ, with regards to rebellion.
Yeah. In fact, let's talk about some of the characteristics. Looks like you have it listed for rebellion.
You know, when I started out this project, I really didn't expect to understand the depth of what rebellion really is. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you think of rebellion, a lot of times you think of disobedience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Disobedience and rebellion, they are closely related, but they are not the same.
Mm. Really? Oh, tell us more. Okay.
For instance, when you think of disobedience, and let's just take our children, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of time God will teach us lessons through our children, mm-hmm. and our relationships with them. Mm-hmm. When you think of disobedience, for instance, you say to a child who wants some cookies mm-hmm. out of the cookie jar, mm-hmm. you cannot have any until mm-hmm. after dinner, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That child, when you leave, that child is going to go inside. That child is going to
sneak one of them cookies.
Sneak one of the cookies. Okay? Uh-huh. And when you catch the child, that is being disobedient. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rebellion has a different look to it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Rebellion wants to take over.
Wow.
Mm. Hmm.
Rebellion wants to be in charge. Do you understand the relationship? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rebellion says, I'm not going to allow you or anyone else to tell me what to do. Uh-oh. I am my own person. Mm-hmm. You see the difference?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, rebellion has this, I call it nasty attitude. Mm-hmm. We think in the Bible of Jezebel, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what was her husband's name?
Ahab.
Ahab. Mm-hmm. Do you understand that relationship? Mm-hmm. Now, Ahab should have been the one providing leadership
right.
over Jezebel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, it was the other way around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see the seriousness of this.
Yeah.
Because when I wrote the book, once again, I had to be honest with me,
mm-hmm.
because now we're talking about, was I going to allow God to rule and reign over me in all aspects of my life?
Mm-hmm.
That's a difference mm-hmm. than allowing God to just have part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all can, if we're honest yes. with ourselves.
Yeah.
We say to God, mm-hmm. you know, over here, this part.
I'm good. I got
yeah. that. But over here, that's not the way our Father operates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He wants
all
of us.
Right.
And sometimes that's a hard pill mm-hmm. to swallow mm-hmm. because I had to take, once again, inventory mm-hmm. and I had to honestly examine. I had this business. Mm-hmm. That business had become my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, God will share his glory with whom?
No one.
No one.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come to a realization that, all right, Father, I'm learning the lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's where this maturation has taken place, where I could write a book. And when you read the book, you're going to say, wow, whoa, I didn't realize that about mm-hmm. Ron, mm-hmm. because I tell some very personal stories in the book.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
And several people that have read the book, they've all commented mm-hmm. that, Ron, you really need to give this book to as many people as you can, because mm-hmm. the subtitle, You Deserve a Better You.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
So once you're able to deal with the rebellion as well as the disobedience mm-hmm. and get under the umbrella of God's loving care, mm-hmm. then that's where life, you really begin to live life mm-hmm. and live it, as Jesus said, more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen.
So that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to live life, but I want to live life more abundantly.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just go through the motions. Mm-hmm. I want God to reign. Why do I want him to reign? Because I want people to see the glory of God on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want people to see God working in and through me,
right.
because God says, let other men see your good works
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
so that God may get the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the purpose.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
want God to be glorified in the earth in and through us mm-hmm. because, as Paul said, we are his ambassadors. We are walking, living epistles.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So get rid of the rebellion. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the disobedience mm-hmm. and let God take control. And I'm a living witness. When we get out of the way, mm-hmm. he will get in the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you have... this was a very emotional time for you to sit down and begin to put your thoughts and feelings and the revelations that God gave you on paper.
Oh.
'Cause it was like a mirror.
Isn't that what the word is,
mm-hmm.
Cheryl?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It said it is like a mirror. And some of us, we do not want to look at that reflection.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see... and there's nothing wrong with seeing the brokenness in all of us,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
right, right.
in all relationships,
sure.
we're all going through our own personal challenges.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But when you put the mirror up, and even Michael Jackson, his song,
Man mm-hmm.
The Man in the Mirror,
mm-hmm.
you can fool everybody else,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot fool the man in the mirror.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the book really is a reflection
mm-hmm.
of me taking a hard look at me mm-hmm. in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the things you talk about in the book, the different rebellions and reflections, to me are things that people don't normally think about. I was trying to find that page again. They're words that people don't necessarily connect with rebellion, but you start to see yourself in these words and stuff. I was trying to find that page where you had those things listed. Shoot. But anyway, yeah.
Well, while you're looking for it, when you were talking around, what I was thinking.
Oh, here you go.
What came to me when you said rebellion, and you mentioned the word relationships, and you know mm-hmm. this, I Am Love Builders is all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear that, I think about that when our marital relationships, how many areas of rebellion do we display in our marriages?
Now, Cheryl, you've put my name out here in the airwaves, and you want me to address that issue. Now, do not give my address away. But Cheryl, you're absolutely right.
A lot of our marriages are in shambles because one or both of us are in rebellion.
In rebellion against whom?
Well, we think we're rebelling against the other person, but
yeah.
ultimately, because our vows is unto the Lord, we're actually, once again, rebelling against the Lord.
Absolutely. And that is why throughout our nation,
mm-hmm.
you have, and not just only in the secular community,
mm-hmm.
but even in the Christian community,
mm-hmm.
how could we, for those of us who say we belong to him,
mm-hmm.
and he has the answer,
yeah.
right? The Bible is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It is the love book.
Mm-hmm.
It is the manual. It is
yeah.
the life manual
yeah.
that talks about how to live life effectively,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if we won't open the book,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and get the nuggets from the book, because he tells us how to live as married couples.
Yeah,
you know, you can read the epistles, and the epistles are laid out with specifics. So until we come to terms, come to grips with, we do not have the answers.
Right.
God has the answers.
Right. Right. I know a lot of times I see people quoting scripture, but they really should be living that scripture. Amen. And they quote it all the time. And I say, okay, it's not, okay, now live that out.
Yes.
How about that for a change? Some of these characteristics in here, narcissistic, selfish, arrogant, gossip, authoritarian, rejects counsel, stubborn, empathetic.
I was showing the contrast, right?
Right.
I was showing the contrast where I asked people to check which of those, because I do pro and con, and ask them to check which one, and I placed those two words on one line, which of these do you walk out most of the time?
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen. We're going to get back with that.
We
that,
sure are.
All right. After the break. So we just want to thank everyone for tuning in to I Am Love Builders radio show.
Here on Christ the King World Radio. That's
CTKradio.org. And if you are enjoying the show, if you love the show, you enjoy it, you find it to be enlightening and valuable in your life, please, please consider being one of our sponsors. We're looking for sponsorship for the show as well as donations to the radio station. So
yes,
right after this break, we'll be right back with Brother Ron.
All right. I'm just living in this moment. I got my arms raised, unfazed, jump out of bed.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world.
Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
I hear the birds singing, now my alarm's ringing. Get up, hey, it's a good morning. Wake up to
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show. We are in the studio with our brother, Ron Burnett, and we're having a good time. This, wow, breaking the spirit of rebellion, which is something we all need to repent from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm listening to you talking some of the things. All I can think of when I hear good stuff like this is to just repent.
Mm.
just fall down, arms stretched out wide, yes. Face to the ground, laying prostrate, and yes. Say, Lord God Almighty, I repent.
Amen.
Please forgive me. Mm. I have sinned and fallen short of your glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no cover up.
No, oh no.
Right?
No.
We're not going to do like Adam and Eve.
Mm-mm.
No need to run and hide.
Not blaming anyone. No fault blaming. No blaming anyone. It's just, Lord God, I have greatly sinned before you. I repent.
Here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me, Lord. Have mercy.
Yes.
Mm. Wash me.
Mm.
There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to say. You just, I. It ain't even a thought of, have I ever? Did I? No. No.
Of course you have.
I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Yes. I throw myself on the mercy of the court.
On the mercy of the court.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I have sinned. I repent.
Mm.
We'll have to have a repentance show. Just don't repent.
I think we're having it.
And you know, and the thing is, repentance is good.
Yes.
It's a cleansing.
It's cleansing, yeah.
It's taking a bath.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you won't get in the bathtub if you don't know you're dirty.
And some of us think we just need a little spot cleaning.
No, we need
a little dab of do you.
Yeah.
Now, Casper, I know you can relate to this. Remember when you was probably, you probably didn't do it with Cheryl, but when you was probably much younger,
mm-hmm.
now you just, you had a date,
mm-hmm.
but you was running out of time.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But you run in the house, mm-hmm. and what would you put on?
Cologne.
A little cologne.
A little cologne.
To do what?
To match.
Just to freshen up.
Oh, see? To freshen up.
Right.
But as Cheryl, you were about to say, it is to what?
Mask.
Mask. It's like people who are smokers or they've been around smokers and they spray cologne on thinking that's going to mask the smell of the nicotine.
Yeah.
All it does is just enhance it.
Yeah.
Now people really know you were smoking. And the same with liquor.
Yes.
With alcohol. Yeah. You've been drinking and you just rinse a little, take a peppermint or something. You think that's going to get rid of the smell. It doesn't.
But when you think of rebellion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make him mask it in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sprinkle cologne in the spirit.
Mm-mm.
You can't try to make yourself clean in the spirit.
Right.
That comes through repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And until we get to the point where we confess, God, we've messed up, God.
Yes.
Then God can say, okay, let's get back in fellowship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you won't get back in fellowship until you repent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Turn around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I think you touched on this already, but I wanted to kind of go back to it a little bit because is it a process to where we're repenting in different areas of our lives until we get, because yes, you can take a bath and be cleansed, but
absolutely.
Are you know, it's kind of, it seems like sometimes it's compartmentalized. I know in my life, you know, because when I was failing in relationships for 42 years and I did that repentance and said, God, obviously I have no clue what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So if she's out there, please bring her to me. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, Cheryl and I start talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Casper, I think I understand exactly the question that you're raising. Mm-hmm. As we are maturing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where little is required, Mm-hmm. Where little is given, mm-hmm. little is required. Mm-hmm. Where much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have a new believer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a whole lot that is required of that new believer, mm-hmm. because this person has to, first of all, try to figure out, how do you walk this thing out,
right?
So God's grace mm-hmm. is abundant towards that person, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But when you are a mature believer, now, you know, just like when you're a kid, your mom might let you get away with a couple of things.
Right.
But when you become a little older.
You know better.
And you know better. Mm-hmm. Mom doesn't pat you on the head and say, it's going to be all right. Mm. No. Mm-mm. Go get the belt, son. And I will meet you mm-hmm. in the room. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's when I was growing up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't do that now.
No.
You will.
You go to jail.
Yeah. But when I was growing up, and I tell this story in the book of one time my mom had made it very clear, don't do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. But I decided I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm.
That was rebellion, was it?
That was rebellion.
Yeah.
And as a result, there are consequences. Mm-hmm. See, we haven't even touched on that.
Right.
There are consequences that are associated with our rebellions. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give it all away, but all I can say is this. God does not take kindly mm-hmm. to rebellion. Mm-hmm. 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 As a matter of fact, the scripture says rebellion and witchcraft.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I speak about that in the book, mm-hmm. the association
right.
between
rebellion
and witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. You all are just sitting here. You're looking at me. You're shaking your head. You're like, Ron, what have you done?
I'm telling you, we just need to repent right now. There's not really a whole lot to say. It's like, God, forgive me. I'm sorry.
What have I done?
Yes, because there's a whole movie trailer of events just flowing through my mind of rebellion. One scene after the other.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to do but just say, God, I repent. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had to kind of go through a lot of that, even to come to the point of doing a radio show and some of the other things we're doing. In my business with ASA, we have totally switched our focus around to be more obedient to God in the business, you know, because a lot of people say you can't or you shouldn't talk about religion as part of your business. And I say, well, you know, I can't have a business without God.
But Casper, the thing is, and I hate people, and I hate to hear people use this term, religion. Mm-hmm. We're not in religion.
Mm-hmm. We're in relationship.
We're in relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, religion, I think James talks about what religion is. Mm-hmm. It's about helping the poor, feeding the hungry, mm-hmm. taking care of the widows. He mm-hmm. says that's religion. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about our relationship with Christ, I'm not practicing no religion here.
Entered into a relationship.
Because someday mm-hmm. when we go before the throne and when our Father begins to reward us, mm-hmm. it's not based on religion. It's mm-hmm. based on obedience.
Right.
And Casper, you just touched on that mm-hmm. about obedience and what it looks like and right. what it feels like. Mm-hmm. There are blessings associated with obedience. Mm-hmm. 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 Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, as you said, when you all begin to align your business to live out, walk out what Christ says.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, the blessings are going to flow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're going to be pressed down.
They've already started. It's already
running
started.
Over.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who wouldn't want a better life? Your choice to a better life.
Yes.
So you can stay in rebellion and disobedience, and you still are loved by the Father.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you're going to miss out on the blessings.
Yes, the rewards, the blessings.
On the rewards.
Uh-huh.
But if you would just turn around and then allow the Father to bless you mm-hmm. through your obedience, mm-hmm. you'll stop rebelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because insanity And Casper knows what insanity is.
Same what, thing over and over.
Thinking you're going to get a different result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Casper said he, for 42 years, trying to figure this thing out. God, I don't know what I'm doing.
I have no clue.
And God says, good.
About time.
It's good. Now I'll show you how this thing works. Mm-hmm. And look at what God dropped in his plate.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Look Praise at what God, God did for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing Thank that you. I've come and the thing that I've come to find out, God wants to do this for everybody.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But because the enemy,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
has blinded the minds of those who are unbelievers, who cannot see the glory of his grace.
Mm.
They continue to walk in darkness, yeah. tripping over their feet,
yeah. mm-hmm.
harming themselves. And God is saying, would you please give your life to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In today's society, they're looking for God in other places,
mm.
looking for government to be the God, mm. looking for programs and schemes and whatever, mm. anything else to be, like you talked about the business being God.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, you have to be careful of that because, you know, you could start making a lot of money and say, I don't really need God. This is good. I did yeah. this. I built that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I.
Okay.
I. Mm-hmm. And I talk about the I in the book. mm-hmm. We know who got in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to be like the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. So.
Mm. So I also, Ron, I believe that a lot of times we don't think we're in rebellion. You know, but there are subtle ways, especially, and I'm thinking more toward believers now. There are subtle ways that we demonstrate rebellion, even though we don't think that action is rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's maybe subtle, but it is rebellion because it's our actions. We can say, God, I give my life to mm-hmm. you. Whatever you want me to do, here mm-hmm. I am. But then, our actions and our behavior yeah. and even our conversation
yeah.
can be contrary to what we just said we were going to do.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, Cheryl. And not unfortunately, I touch on that in the book
mm-hmm.
because a lot of rebellion goes very under the radar
mm-hmm.
until it raises its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone can witness the rebellion. Satan tried to be very subtle.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well,
in his
yeah.
approach.
Yeah, he's not going to come with the horns and in a suit and stuff, and you know, in that typical fashion. It's going to come through, you know, loved ones maybe, or through mm-hmm. some, you know, church. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that in just a moment. We are on I am Love Builders. Builders with Casper and Cheryl Stockham here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us at iamlovebuilders.com. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for I Am Love Builders. We want you to do what's called a Love Tap. And Love Tap is tell a positive story. When you do that, we're going to share that story on the radio. But if you have a business, we'll share your business information as well to get some free advertising potentially. So we'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Del Mar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the I Am Love Builders Radio Show with your hosts, Cheryl and Casper Stockham. We're so happy to have you with us today, and we're really excited and enjoying ourselves with our brother Ron. We're going to have Ron come back because there's a lot more we can
squeeze it out.
Oh, yeah. So, Ron, tell us, or better yet, tell our listeners, with regards to rebellion, with regards to what you've written in the book, if you were to give them some a summation, some things, a strategy, a tip, some don't do's in regard to rebellion to help them become a better them.
Absolutely. Great question. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, I want to turn it around just a little bit.
Okay.
It's not what they should not do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they should do.
Okay.
All right.
What should they do?
And this is what they should do. Open up the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when the book says do this, do exactly that. Yeah. Don't deviate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do exactly.
Yeah.
Because Jesus says that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man comes to the Father except through me.
Right.
So if we want to experience all that Jesus has to offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the one who makes intercession on our behalf.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
But if you're in rebellion,
mm-hmm.
your prayers mm-hmm. will be hindered.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most believers, I believe, treat the Bible like a menu.
Oh my God. A la carte.
A la carte. So I'll take that. I'll take a little bit of that. I'll take a whole lot of that.
And I don't want any of that at all. Don't put that on my plate.
Put that on the side. I want that on the side.
Say the okra. Say put the okra and the squash.
On the side.
On the side.
Yeah. And I may get around to it. I may not.
No. It's the whole counsel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've had. I have gained a much greater appreciation for the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because throughout the Old Testament, you see acts of rebellion all the time.
Oh, every chapter.
It seems like it's everywhere.
And he took over for his father, and he did just like his father, and did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they received the exact same consequences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But those who repented and mm-hmm. decided, I'm going to follow God's way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories that I love is about Caleb
mm-hmm.
and Joshua.
Right.
When Moses sent the 12 into the land to spy it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, they all came back.
Mm-hmm.
10 had a bad report.
Right.
Got the people upset.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But Caleb
mm-hmm.
and Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Caleb. When you read the story says that God allowed Caleb to enter into the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said Caleb was an old man and he still had his strength.
Mm-hmm.
He was as a man of 40.
Right.
Nice. You see, because why? Caleb said, man, y'all can do whatever you want over there, but I'm going to obey God.
Mm-hmm.
And as he grew older,
mm-hmm.
he still had his strength.
Yeah.
And we know that had to have been a result of God's favor on that man's life.
Oh, yeah.
So when I see people that are centurions mm-hmm. who've lived long lives,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, wow, they've done something where God has blessed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And especially people who still have their strength
mm-hmm.
and they're still in their right mind. So
mm-hmm.
obedience, really, to me, is the way that we need to go so that we can walk in God's favor.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
So do what it says in the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow
it. Don't just quote the
scriptures.
The scriptures. the scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. James actually said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be not hearers only.
Yeah.
Be doers.
Be doers of the word. Amen.
Word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always, I'm listening. I like the audio version of the Bible. I get a little bit more from the audio version. So I'm listening to these the accounts of the kings that take over for their sons and stuff, and they don't tear down the high places and the astral poles, or they do one or the other. You know, like you're saying, they're picking and choosing and not doing all of it. Mm-hmm. They're not getting rid of all the high places and tear down all of the astral poles.
Yeah. You know, and one of the other questions, Cheryl, that you all had asked that I answer mm-hmm. is what relationship tips can you give our listeners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I had wrote down, I said, this book really is about establishing and fostering the most important of all relationships, mm-hmm. and that is our relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
And the other tip that I would give is living life in opposition to God's design negatively affects all other relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that's what people don't realize is when you're out of relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
unequivocally, you're going to be out of relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get that relationship right,
mm-hmm.
amen,
amen.
All the others, as a matter of course,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
isn't that what the scripture says?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a matter of course,
mm-hmm.
all the other relationships will get in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. Lord says, seek me first.
Seek him
first.
And his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all other things.
As a matter of course.
Mm-hmm. 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 Everything else will fall into place.
Yeah. So stop. And I have nothing against these shows that mm-hmm. come on TV,
mm-hmm.
those reality shows.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, one of my favorites right now, because I think this woman is doing some good work in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
What is her name?
Ayana.
Something
like
she's
that.
Doing some good work, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I have not picked up on is bringing Christ into
mm-hmm.
fixing someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can use all the natural means, but they won't last.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're temporary fixes.
Mm-hmm.
We want a permanent fix.
Right.
And Christ is the permanent.
Right.
Amen.
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 So that's letting the Lord into your heart.
Amen.
So Ron, tell our listeners, how do you get in the book out?
Well, there's several ways. One, you can definitely go to my webpage.
Okay.
It's
www.higher-calling-press.com.
Higher-calling-press.com.
Okay. Or you can actually go to orders@higher-calling-press.com.
Okay.
And you can get it that way, mm-hmm. as well as Barnes and Noble's, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you self-publish the book?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. A lot of work involved in. You know, the writing of the book, to me, it seems to have been the easiest part.
Tell me about it.
It's the marketing
mm-hmm.
and trying to get the book out. And, of course, through friends,
mm-hmm.
Word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
I think is probably one of the most important tools to use
mm-hmm.
in terms of a marketing strategy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I'm doing, I'm working with Hampton Press right now to send out some postcards
mm-hmm.
where I'm specifically targeting a certain group.
Sure, sure.
So I'm using that as a means as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll definitely put a link to our Facebook page for your book and stuff. We'll link it over to your website.
And I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, Cheryl, you know I'm still ministering in the prisons.
Very good.
So we're actually marketing the book to the prisons as well.
Oh. Very good.
Yeah, because we want the book to get in the hands of people where the enemy has deceived.
Well, you talk about a spirit of rebellion.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's alive and well in the prisons, for sure.
Because they've broken the law.
Yeah.
Right. And we want to come alongside of them
mm-hmm.
and say to them, there is a way you can stop entering here. We can reduce the recidivism rate,
right.
mm-hmm.
but you got to do the work. And
sure.
this is what this book is really about.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just can't read the book.
Right.
You got to do the work that's in the book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so we think that would be very helpful.
Nice.
Very good.
Amen.
So this is exciting. So, Ron, are you doing any speaking engagements? Or?
Would you be willing to speak regarding the book?
Yes, that
and
is another one.
How will people get in contact with you?
They can actually visit the website. Mm-hmm. You can call my number, mm-hmm. my business number, 303-371-1443, okay. and of course, leave a message, and that's another way.
Okay.
And guess what? I just remembered my other grandbaby's name, Jay Liz.
I told you.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of here without mentioning Jay Liz. Okay.
So give that number again, though.
The number is 303-371-1443.
Awesome.
Well, we're excited for you, Ron. We celebrate with you.
I know you do, Cheryl.
This is good, and we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
I would love it.
And we're also looking for having your beautiful wife, LaTanya, to escort you here on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we'd love to have her here as well. So we're gonna work that out on the schedule and see when we can get you back and get the two of you in. That would be totally awesome. Now, Ryan, have you started your next book yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, LaTanya and I is thinking about writing a book together.
Okay.
We raise our daughters. Mm-hmm. We love our sons.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, that's one that we're thinking of. And there's several others.
Mm-hmm. And weren't we talking about that just the other day with... It wasn't with Jack. Yeah. Because we had Jack Gilson
yesterday. Yes.
We were talking about that, you know, the difference in the way that we treat our sons and daughters as a group.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we raise our daughters.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And we should be raising our sons.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And that's what we were talking about, how our daughters are more, I can't think of the word, but they're more apt to move out and have mm-hmm. their own place and mm-hmm. get their own car and yeah. have a goal and agenda.
Right.
Whereas we find that some of our young men mm-hmm. end up living from one place yeah. to another place, but not really having a goal to have their own.
Absolutely. I'm sensing another guy show, Jack, and Rob.
Ah, yeah. That would
if
be
you don't
pretty
know
good.
Casper, Jack, and Ron, you don't know relationships.
Okay.
could I leave with just one final thought?
Absolutely.
Sure.
What is one thing you wish you had known years ago about maintaining a healthy relationship?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The stronghold of the righteous is walking in a spirit of humility.
Mm.
Humility is simply power under control. It's not about who is right, but what is right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Mm.
Your choice. Choose humility.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. All Thank right. Well, you're listening to I Am Love Builders here on Christ the King World Radio. Casper Stockham and Cheryl Stockham. Our awesome guest, Ron Burnett, is here with us, and we'll see you on the next show.
A brand new day.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth.
Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.